If you don't look outside the window, you still go, wow, Memorial Day, the weekend. As I mentioned, it started off with the Junkies, B. Mitch and Finley, at the beach, and they were bawling out. Great show. Representing 30 years behind the microphone for the fellas, man. It's just awesome to think about what goes into that. And just being boys, being able to maintain friendships for 30 years. Try doing that, let alone on a show. The beauty of it, better than the show, is their affection for one another. That's what I just look at that and go, wow, that's brotherhood. Brotherhood. UNC, DK, Balls 14, with the tater salad and the green beans. Don't let the rain shy us away. We're still going to eat. Yeah, we're still going to eat. And that's the beauty about what has generated so many of our posts. People out there, barbecuing is a religion. And the outages. My temperature, my disposition is altered by team wins within the DMV. In other words, it wasn't just a few weeks ago, the DC Defenders, which Wes Clark is a man, he's boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And they had a 5-game win streak. Mystics are balling. The Nationals are way above the curb. We had some things, we had a good vibe. Then we blew a tire. Then we blown a tire. And it's like, man, Mystics. And this deal with the Dallas Wings, who tried to troll them after a loss. Nats, unfortunately, on the downside of it, losing a quarterback with the Defenders. All of a sudden, we're being challenged as a fan base. The DMV fan base being challenged a little bit. Question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to bounce back, put our tail between the legs, start whining? But right now, it's interesting. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Always have to go back to my memory and remember that. It's been a minute here on The Fan. Mitchell in New Jersey, you ready to roll?
How's it going, Doc? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm having a good old-fashioned time.
Just visiting my neighbor's dog. They've got a big size. As soon as they see me, they know it's snack treat time. You know, it's my treat. The one time I had a cousin saying, I don't want you, you know, I don't know why he didn't want to give me his Rottweiler any more treats. I knew the puppy since he was, Max, since he was a puppy. It's my dog treats. I don't mind spending money. But anyway, first of all, AJ's the guy. AJ Bunce, I say his name. Okay. I think he's a good player. Okay. Sorry, Utah. It's better be lucky than good, right? Sometimes. So close. Oklahoma's bench kind of reminds me of the Showtime. The Lakers, they had such a great bench, too, besides many Hall of Famers.
Yep.
I'm not saying, I'm not putting shit in the Hall of Fame or Williams or come back soon. I think they got this in six. Great day. And with James Harden, I'm saying they have a great team. San Antonio's on the seas about. I like their guards. And with James Harden, just ask the Nets. How many more teams? He's going to be easy on wine for another team now. It's not enough. It's not enough money. How about for once, producing the playoffs, and then you get your way? They have too much leverage at this, the players in the NBA. Who has the least amount of leverage, and it must be the weakest union, is the NFL, by the way. Having them play overseas and going to 18 games soon. Thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you, God, Mitch. It's all for the love of money. Wes, they're not going over. They're not being tortured. They're going over there for the love of money. These sponsorship deals can't be turned down. They're global because somebody's picking up the ticket. Yeah, they're not being tortured. Not by my mind. My mindset, they're not being tortured. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You know, it's amazing that courtesy of the Odyssey app, all of this is free. All of it's online. You can get back, replay. It's, I don't know how we can offer so much, all free. No excuses. And that's what I love about it. When we working on this side of the studio.
I got to say this. If you call the phone and you curse, I will not put you on.
So well, who would do that?
Well, some guy who just called.
What was he cursing about?
I don't want to share. It was about someone else. Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, if you call and curse, you will not be put on the station. In fact, you will be banned.
Yeah, that's rare. We don't usually have our people because they know it's not going to get on. To me, if you do that, that means you don't want to be on. Yeah, that's crazy. Guy's getting Wes all flustered and he's been working. Dude, have you been on for 8 hours straight yet?
I got here at 8:30.
Okay.
But the guy just called. I mean, he was just yelling at me, but he was talking about someone else and then he started to get all political. He's calling again. I'm not picking it up.
Is one of the guys? I've been waiting on somebody to talk about the Giants situation.
No, he was saying vulgar words to me.
Okay, well, you guys, please leave Wesley alone. Wes has had to work overtime shifts. I mean, come on, get the brother a break.
I mean, hey, if you want to, it's not my problem. If you want to do that and get banned from the station, then go ahead.
Well, sometimes people are crying out, man, because they do want to be banned. Maybe they need to be banned. But is it a regular?
I don't know.
Okay.
I sure don't recognize him.
I'm about to say, yeah, because our people, I mean, this
our,
is still
our real
family.
People respect us in the station.
It's family. It's family. I mean, why would you? We're not talking about world. We're not solving hunger, crimes, and lowering gas prices. We got nothing to do with that. This is strict athletic and entertainment, and but we do.
Well, did you catch some of the Defenders game last night?
No.
It's just been sloppy, you know.
When he got hurt, it's just like because I have to watch so many different things. The moment you come off the non-interest, nobody's going to ask about it. I'm gone. I got to go find the next thing that somebody may want to see. And when hockey's going on now, there's so many critical series and games that are determined by something. I think it's the hardest sport on the planet in elimination games. Because I don't know how much you can say is skill when that puck cut caroms off a pad or a blade or a stick. How in the hell are you supposed to keep up? But that's to me why it's the most incredible sport with a game seven. You know what I mean? Or elimination hockey. Does the best team always win? How do you determine that? Chasing that puck. You see their game, their elimination games? It's epic. It really is. And I mean, it is epic. A 115 in the nation's capital. We'll take a break here on Sports Saturday, 106.7 The Fan, DOC, and the Hokie doing it. And y'all be nice, for goodness sakes. We'll be right back. (clears throat) 1-800-636-1067. Sports Saturday, 106.7 The Fan, DOC, Wesley, kicking it. And, of course, stars of this program are you, those of you that are hopefully taking some little bit of time off, Memorial Day, the weekend. It's a license to cue, also chill, and watch sports and enjoy it. Playoffs, yeah, hoop style. It really is. And then to eat. If I were to ask you, Wesley,
Yeah.
What is your dream barbecue? What's your plate look like?
Oh, my plate.
Your plate. If you're fixing your plate on a day like today, and you get to pick whatever you like most, what's on your plate?
Okay, so I'm going to do a pulled pork sandwich.
Can we write this down, Wes, because I want this documented, because I notice you young people change your minds a lot, and then you get amnesia on demand. So on your plate, your main course is?
My main course is going to be a pulled pork sandwich.
Pulled pork.
With Kansas City barbecue.
Pulled pork sand, okay. You know, got KC sauce.
Yeah, KC sauce, got pickles in there.
Cornbread, okay.
Always love second cornbread. Side. And then I'll do beans. Some ranch style beans.
What kind of beans?
Ranch style beans. It's this
ranch style beans.
Yeah, it's this company down in Texas. They have really good beans.
Okay. You say that as if I were to have a bean tasting test, you could tell the difference between certain brands.
If ranch style beans, I would know immediately.
Okay. So we got pulled pork sandwich.
In fact, next time I'm going to bring a can for you. You like beans?
It depends on what type of beans. You know what? I probably should slap myself for saying that, because I probably haven't met a bean I don't like. So
okay,
yeah, I've had all kinds of beans.
I got cans at home,
Doc. Yeah, okay. All right, so we've got one side, two side. You got pulled pork sandwich, Kansas City sauce. You got cornbread, ranch style beans. No, what's the third?
The third.
You got a salad? You got any? I would have sweet potato. I mean, I have potato salad, or
I'll do. Let's see. I can do.
But you don't have to.
Mac and cheese.
You can do
I
what you have.
I like mac and cheese.
Okay, so you're a mac and cheese guy. Okay. Okay. Beverage of choice. Cherry Coke.
Oh yeah.
You may be the first person that has said it publicly, that has admitted to having a soda pop.
What?
In years.
Oh, I love soda.
We used to call them soda pop.
Yeah. That's what my cousins out in Kansas City call it. They call pop.
They call them pop, soda pops. But now everybody's, oh, no, I'll have a water. I'll have lemon. Lemon and, I love it, boy. I love it when people take the ghetto cartridge out and put in their high suburban dialect at a barbecue. And we had a barbecue. But that's good. I'm glad you did that. 1-800-636-1067. You know, I always think about, and I always think about this when it's too late, after it's over, of picking an all-star. You know, all-star teams in every sport has all-stars. If we were to put together an all-star lineup for a barbecue, for a meal, what would make the starting line? What would the starting lineup look like?
Wait, ask that again?
Okay, an all-star game, all-star plate. So, in other words, you're putting together your plate, like an all-star team. What would be on it, on your plate?
Oh, and this is outside.
Outside barbecue, a grill. What's on your plate?
Tacos?
You can't put everything on your plate. But what would be your selections that makes the all-star?
Tacos are in there.
Well, that's in yours. Yeah, but you got ribs, tacos, you got drumsticks, you got baby backs. You got whatever your desire would put you at, but you can't have everything. You got to pick one in each category to see what makes the cut.
Buffalo wings.
You telling me you do wings over ribs?
It depends. If I go to a restaurant, let's say pregame for the Nats, and if they got good wings over at Walters down the street from our office, I'll go out of my way to eat their wings.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with a wing. Some of the wings are fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. It's just, but when I say a wing, it's like saying a suit without a tie or a bow tie. A wing, what kind of wing? It's not just a wing. It's what flavor is the wing?
Buffalo.
Okay, so yours is buffalo.
Yeah, I like the classic buffalo. Spicy.
Okay. I like dry rub.
Okay. What, you like lemon pepper, garlic? What do you like?
More of a dry rub. Not as much with the lemon, but although lemon pepper is not bad, more of a Cajun dry rub.
Okay.
Dry rub, yeah.
Are you a big Old Bay guy?
I like Old Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, nice light, but I like the lemon pepper. You'd have an easier time finding one I don't like, because I like them all. I mean, but those are the ones. If I had to pick one, and you could only have one, which one would it be? That's the killer question.
I would do buffalo. I do love teriyaki, but I would stick with buffalo.
Mmm.
Did I find one you didn't like, or are you a fan of teriyaki?
No. You know, the beauty about food and recall is when you say that teriyaki, because my shrimp fried rice jumped right into from my frontal lobe, and I was thinking, because it's a taste, it's a unique taste that has no equal. I just, you can't get that out of my mind, how good that tastes, how good that is, and I can see it, and I can taste it. That's how you know the mind is such a powerful instrument. Because if you're telling me that just by the fact that we're talking about it, if I mention shrimp fried rice, that you can't taste it.
Edge.
When you said lemon pepper.
Yeah.
When you said lemon pepper, those wings, I could taste it.
Shrimp fried rice. We used to have that at school.
Shrimp fried rice.
Yeah, so I used to get it sometimes.
Love shrimp. I just, you know, and it is, and that's the beauty of this memorial, what we're talking about. It's not the significance of those who sacrificed their life, but how we celebrate in that puts us around, you know, friends, family, coworkers, people you enjoy, and breaking bread. Usually outdoors. That's the other uniqueness of it. And that's what makes this interesting if we have a change in weather. Can you think of a Memorial Day that you were indoors the whole time?
No. No, my dad is big on fireworks.
Yeah.
And if we're not doing fireworks, we'll go over to the local Little League field. You know, we're always out and about.
Baseball. It's being outdoors, yeah.
Me and my friends, we'd go. There was this one park we would go hit and do batting practice, and in the distance, we would also watch fireworks at the same time. It was very.
Well, you're talking about the 4th of July. You do works on Memorial Day, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that one. Yeah, but that's the beauty of it. It is usually for sports. Because it's baseball season. I mean, so
right.
That's the one.
Baseball games are big too.
Yeah,
I've gone to Nats Park all the time. I think they've also done fireworks on Memorial Day.
You know, we did, and I thought about you and this with Anthony. We were talking about a segment, and we're talking about aliens, and these athletes that now that we've attached this label to them. And I was, because of, like you, our vast difference in age, I was saying, well, Bo Jackson, I was thinking about how we referenced at that time, Bo was an alien. Dion's an alien to me. And what these two sport athletes, they were doing incredible things during the playoffs. And you know how you... to really define your greatness for most of our U.S. athletes has taken place during the postseason. Because if you're that much of a badass, your team is in the playoffs. So we get these memories, these moments, to consider who hits Alias and Otani. That's alien status. Two sports dominant in that. And then I go, well, your generation, though, clearly it's Wimby. Who else is that category of alien?
Throughout sports, are you talking, because I will sports. Say I'm a, I grew up kind of with LeBron, so are we talking about the new generation?
Yeah, no. LeBron was, he hit that, yeah, he hit it. Steph hit it. But what people had to, if we refer to them, we don't do this with everybody. Because they don't earn it. We're not blown away.
Mike Trout
had alien traits, but the aliens that we identify with for the most part are in postseason play.
And he played in one postseason game.
One.
And lost.
I'm not making this up. I'm just
No, I know.
Putting it in a package. And I'm saying that I've not heard us, I've been in this 40 years, I have not heard
Mahomes
us refer to, he has gotten some alien comment. Not that everybody gets them, but think about it. It's usually they're playing multiple sports or they're doing something that makes us say that. We don't say that about everybody. Ohtani. Home run out the box, you know, throwing BBs from the hill. Well, what? I remember when Deion was playing in a game and then going to baseball and Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Bo, Deion, aliens, Ohtani. Now we're looking at Wimby. You feel me? This is what I'm saying. I'm going like, wait a minute. Hold it, Slim. Y'all ain't cornered the market on this. We had some. And then you go back and think, maybe they felt that way about Jim Brown. I remember O.J. O.J., it would seem like he was a freak of nature. And it made us start thinking about, wow, there's so few athletes that hit that, or male or female, who hit that particular area where we describe them in this sense. And because, you know, Anthony, you're all the same age. It's very similar to that. You're going to, you guys, you grew up with, you go, oh, yeah. Ohtani, I remember Ohtani with the Angels. He was getting things done with the Angels.
I've seen, actually, the one time I saw in person, he pitched and hit when I was out in Anaheim.
Yep.
Hit a double and pitched six innings.
Yeah. No, it's crazy stuff. Shout out to, oh yeah, and whenever I mention these great people, I got to mention Chris Russell. Chris is an alien too. Cock-a-doodle-doo, we go to break on that note. Sports Saturday, 106.7 The Fan, 1-800-636-1067. Back in a minute. Is the number that Rude Gus Hotline has been balling out. Big L has been patient, and we appreciate your patience. What's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, legend. Shout out to Southeast Bones. Long time listener, first time caller. Look, I don't hear nobody talking about no beef spare ribs, smoked beef spare ribs, or some beef smoke oxtail. But the last time I heard,
hold it. Can't say oxtails and just roll over that.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes,
sir. Ain't nothing like good oxtail. Ooh, my goodness.
With the string beans and the potato
Wesley.
Salad. That's how my wife do a legend. And let me say this. I'm gonna get off the line because I know you got a lot of callers. They say BTP _ over there smoking pig feet. Ain't that a shame? Come on, big fella. Say you're smoking pig feet. God bless you, big fella. God bless you, legend. Stay up.
All right, Big L.
I'm back on the board. Southeast Bones.
Oxtails. Wesley, you ever had oxtails?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Real good.
Oh. Big L got to me on that one. He mentioned BTP. You know BTP, he's on a health kick. And he's doing turkey burgers. Now, you aware of that?
You said Linnell's doing none of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have beef, but turkey's fine.
Hey, man, whatever. I mean, I just don't understand how he doesn't understand that whatever he has six of them. The key to breaking it down is six burgers at one setting. That's a lot, man. Any man that can eat six hamburgers at one setting.
Oxtail is, it's big in Latin America.
No, oxtails are, ooh. I guarantee you we'll get a reaction on them oxtails for those that know what the oxtail, what it tastes like. It's, ooh. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, what is your day? I mean, we went through mine. You know, talked about pulled pork and cornbread. What are we doing with you? Monday, what are we eating?
I think a barbecue. I think ribs, to me, are the separator on this. I know people do. They do steak. They do filet mignon. They do all that. But for me, the whole test of time is two things that identify what a barbecue is. It's barbecue, spare ribs, and it's link sausages. A links, barbecue, those are like staples. And cornbread. Those are staples. Then everything else around it, take your choice. But it can't get the official licensing or get the certification, to me, of being a cookout or a barbecue if it don't have that. And then a pie, which I didn't mention. I'll let you do your choice, but that banana pudding, it's got to be in the mix. It's like first ballot Hall of Fame stuff. That's first ballot. Other things are entered, but not beyond those. Not to me.
I would take some apple pie right now.
Love apple pie, but it's not just apple pie. It's just not, couldn't be, it's got to be more than apple pie a la mode. Because apple pie, during this time of the year, without vanilla ice cream with it, it doesn't exist. It's apple pie a la mode.
Okay. I'm just
giving you the prerequisites. In other words, we were testing you. We thought you were foreign agent. We'd put you under a bright light. We'd point guns at you and say, tell us, how's your apple pie served? And if you didn't add that vanilla ice cream, you'd be gone.
I'll do vanilla ice cream. I don't usually eat vanilla ice cream by itself. I do like apple pie with it and then also some caramel.
So you're saying you've done apple pie without vanilla ice cream?
I have, just because the availability. Maybe it's all gone.
It's no excuses. Not on this day.
Oh, Memorial Day, no. Separate. No. Outside Memorial Day.
Oh, outside. Well, hell, what the hell? Yeah, I can eat. Yeah, you can fall on the ground. You can pick it up and eat it. If not, I'm talking about Memorial Day.
No. I've had both.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There are rules.
You specifically have enough so you don't have to go without.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
I didn't even make it homemade ice cream. I could have gone that. No, I ain't doing that. But there was a time where a lot of those meals early on, I'm going to say late 60s for me, that was homemade, cranked vanilla homemade ice cream. They was making that thing. They was churning that out. They was mixing up that salt. And so, yeah, I've seen all that. Because if your old man happens to be in the military and he happens to be a cook, man, they laying this thing out. They're not messing around. The man built a cooker, a smoker in the backyard, first thing he did as soon as he got in the house. I didn't say bought a place with one, built the smoker with the bricks, built it, because they couldn't live without it. They from Texas too? Come on, man. See, some of this eating is not optional. It is mandatory. It's like if your people fished back in the day in the 60s or whatever, they weren't fishing for sport. They wasn't hanging nothing up on the wall. Everything was digested. They was cooking, cleaning, baking, frying, or packing it up on the location. Hey, man. We didn't, you know, I don't think we've mentioned corn on the cob yet, have we?
No, we haven't. I mean, I actually just.
No, I don't think I've heard. I don't think we've mentioned corn on the cob.
No, we didn't. It's crazy because I just got a notification from New York Times about Memorial Day recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, classic potato salad. I'll take that right now.
Yep.
Some shrimp, some corn salad with tomatoes.
That would be new for me.
Pineapple upside down cake.
Been there. I don't think it's on the starting lineup, but it is definitely have had it.
Now, over to the drinks. Margarita.
No, I mean, I'm not saying, I think anything alcoholic can work. You can make it work. But I never have a, it's not even in my memory banks. Because it's all about eating and not about drinking. Drinking deter, it kind of offsets where I want to go. See, I'm trying to overeat. I'm trying to eat myself to sleep. And drinking, to me, gets in the way.
Yeah, you might get a headache.
I don't want to be inebriated. No, I don't want to be full. I want all the space in my stomach reserved for food.
Now, there's one sign that both of us didn't mention. It's very common.
Hold on.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Wait. We mentioned string beans.
Yes, we did. Not that. It's another classic. But I don't eat it. I'm not a big fan.
Go ahead and do it.
Coleslaw.
Okay, well, see, it's been mentioned, Anthony mentioned it, y'all's generation. It may be there, but it ain't on my must. In other words, that last meal, it would not be requested.
No.
Because it would be trumped by potato salad for me.
Big time. 100%.
So you don't get no runner-ups on the memorial, on a real throwdown cookout. There ain't no runner-up.
I might.
You don't make the first team, you ain't on the team. You ain't on that plate. To get on that plate, I tell you another thing we didn't put on that plate. Sometimes it would be on that plate, even in Memorial, this type of deal. Cranberry sauce.
That's a good point.
It's not impossible. It's not first team, but I've seen it make honorable mention. I've seen it. Wouldn't be on my plate, but I've seen it. It's just like the marshmallow salad things I hear about. I've seen it. Never been on my plate, but I have seen it.
You said marshmallow salad?
It's like, what do you call it, marshmallows or?
Oh, sweet potato marshmallow.
Well, no, I've had that. That's a classic. I just don't put it into May, June, July. To me, from Memorial Day to the 4th of July, that grilling season, if you will, I don't know if it makes that line. I don't know if it makes the starting lineup. Man, these are coveted positions. We don't just throw these out. These are earned. Yeah, these are earned. Just like this break is earned right now. Here at 106.7 The Fan Sports Saturday, DOC and Wesley. And of course, the most important element are those of you that are out there in the listening land. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Our first question goes to Brother Wes. Wes, what are you looking forward to? What's the next competitive challenge that you're looking forward to watching?
Well, next week, you know, you're talking about what are DC fans? How are DC fans going to respond to the slump?
Mm-hmm.
Nats, you know, lost last night to the Braves, close game. Defenders lose yesterday.
Yeah.
Next week on Sunday, 1:30, the Defenders have another chance to clinch a postseason spot. One last time at Audi Field in the regular season.
Yeah, I've got to get my old teammate on, Vernon Dean. I got to get him on again. And because it was such a promising season, that 5-0 run was awesome. Having Wesley Clark now integrated into the home field advantage, don't think that didn't matter. I was pulling for you. It would have been kind of crazy had they gone back-to-back on your first year on the beat.
That would have been great.
That would have been hard for me to handle.
Because championship game is here in D.C.
I know. No, I think it was on you. I mean, you're not the first person to take interest in that. And so Grant Paulson did a great. He was ahead of the game as well. You know, when you watch the games, it's good level football, and you got to think, you know, nothing works unless the NFL wants it to work. If they really want it to work, why wouldn't this work? Why doesn't this make sense to have more like as close to baseball as you could get it, to have an association with certain clubs and having guys that keep getting better? Why doesn't that make sense?
I mean, if the NFL got involved, it would make perfect sense to have kind of a minor league type system. We've seen several kickers in the NFL now came from the UFL. There's several backups. You're going to see Matt McCrane, the kicker for the D.C. Defenders, who's kicked several 60-yarders for four points. This season, he's going to be in the NFL next year. It's a great product, and the NFL doesn't need to invest that much money to make it so much better. So I think if the NFL put just 2% effort into this league, right now it's at zero, it would skyrocket even more.
Got to be a reason, though. I would think that the obvious is wanting to secure your own everything. But I just don't think it makes sense.
It's not. The NFL is competing with Apple and Google. They're not competing with the MLB or the NBA. They're on a different level. So the UFL is not going to be the NFL. There's no jealousy in a way with this football. They kind of control it. I mean, it's a monopoly with the NFL. So I think they should help the same way the NBA helps the WNBA.
Yeah, now you see how fruitful that relationship is.
Is that sarcasm?
Touché. To that we go to break. Top of the hour. Skeletos. On the ground, Donna Hopkins talks Commanders. When we come back, stay with us.